the anchor for your soul? What will give you a semblance of order, symmetry, and beauty? What or who will be the focal point of your life? How will you replace the heavy moods? What will give you pride and love? What are the threads or ropes that will keep you from drifting away? How will you restore a sense of hope in your soul? Where will your second wind come from? These are the questions I hope to help you answer in this tape as you reinvent yourself for the second half of the journey. Some books and tapes seek to help those in crisis. By contrast, this is written for the majority of us who, though not desperate enough for professional help, could use a hand to sort out midlife's sometimes bewildering sense of sadness and loss. I suggest using it for small group study. You may be surprised at how many others are facing the same issues you are. My purpose is to raise the issues common to all of us at midlife, to offer practical ideas to make peace with the changes that occur, and to show you how to reinvent yourself to experience a deeper, lasting sense of significance and joy during the second half of the journey. My prayer and belief for you is that your second half will read like Job's, as Scripture reveals to us in the 42nd chapter of Job in verse 12, "The Lord blessed Job in the second half of his life even more than in the beginning." Midpoint. The new meaning of midlife, not a monolithic experience. The beautiful, mysterious St. John's River meanders through central Florida, not far from where we live. Near the headwaters, the river runs swift, but the waters slow as the river deepens and the journey lengthens. Halfway to its final destination, the river opens into a huge lake. Without its two banks, the river has no direction. The waters spread out and barely move. Each droplet of water entering the mouth of this lake travels a different course. But this is not the Dead Sea, so eventually two river banks gather the waters, and the river once again runs steady. Midlife is like a lake. Early in our lives, we run swift, like a river, but shallow. As we put years behind us, though, we deepen. Then, one day, we enter the opened jaws of midlife, where once we felt direction and velocity, suddenly we find ourselves swirling about, sometimes aimlessly, or so it seems. Each of us, like individual droplets of water, will take a different path through this part of the journey. For some of us, it will only be a slowdown. Others will feel forgotten and abandoned by the father of the river. Some, unable to see where the waters converge and once again grow strong, will despair. Midlife is not a monolithic experience. Each of us will experience midlife in our own way. We cannot project at what age it will begin, how long it will last, or the intensity with which it will hit us. For some, it will be a mere slump. For others, a funk. For still others, an all-out crisis. And while midlife has no single cause, its issues are predictable. All must pass through this lake. Though no one escapes the midlife experience, neither is it the end of the world. In fact, as we will see, midlife can become a rich, promising season of reinventing ourselves for the rest of the journey. Whether you have a mild case of midlife slump or find yourself in an all-out crisis, you're normal. And while we do need to deal with the issues raised by 35, 40, 50, or more years of neglect and imbalance, the real task of midlife, and our task together in this book, is to reinvent ourselves for the rest of the journey. The fundamental nature of the midlife experience is changing. The midlife experience can begin as early as the 30s or may stretch well into the 50s. Yet the idea I would like to get across is that midlife is not so much an age as an experience. The real issue is not that we reach the middle, but how do we spend or invest the extra 30 years that medicine and technology, by God's grace, have bequeathed us. We must, however, deal with two problems to get there. We need a new picture of the future, and we must go through a transition. First, we need a new understanding of the future. We are the first generation that has peered down the corridor of time and been able to envision a healthy, vibrant, 75-year-old picture. Baby boomers will redefine what it means to